Bias for Life, Shir 100, Thursday and Erev Shabbos, Parshas Shmois, Sunday, Parshas Va'era. The weeks of Shoivavim, starting with Shmois and moving through Va'era, Boi B'Shalach, Yisrei Mishpatim, and in an Ibrayar they usually add Truma and Tetzaveh. These are weeks to be mechazik, a person's Kedusha, a person's relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by maintaining Kedusha, by keeping away from various tumas. And one of the most powerful ways to maintain Kedusha is in the Inyan of Shalom Bayis. And the truth is, it works both ways, which means a person can maintain Kedusha when he has proper Shalom Bayis, and a person has proper Shalom Bayis when he maintains Kedusha. Meaning like this. A person's bias, a person's sense of satisfaction with his own situation, stops a person from looking elsewhere. Most of the struggles that we have in the Inyanim of Kedusha, in looking at what we're not supposed to look at, in thinking about what we're not supposed to think, is the feeling that we are missing something. And there is more outside that we can attain and we can satisfy ourselves. Like we discussed in the Kedusha Shirim. When a person is busy with things that are the opposite of Kedusha, the primary driver is that a person feels that he is missing something. He's not complete, there's something out there that he can attain that he doesn't have yet. So Shalom Bayis is a major driver in Kedusha. When a person is able to understand that what he has is perfect and he's not missing anything, which is really essentially an Emunah and Betachin concept, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you exactly what you needed. But right now we're focusing on the Shalom Bayis aspect. When a person realizes that in his bias he has everything that he needs, and the more he works on it to make that simcha, to make that shleimus in the bias, the less he will get pulled into the filth in the street. And that's why these days, which are days primarily of Kedusha, which are days of tshuva, that a person tries to remove all those various nesyanis that he struggles with. Like the Arizal says, during the weeks that Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, and the subsequent geula demonstrates every single person's geula from his or her Yetzahara, the best way to enhance this avoida is through Shalom Bayis, is through strengthening the simcha that you have, to strengthen your appreciation for your bias, for what the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you. Because truthfully, everything else out there is a mirage. It's all fake. The true shalom and the true simcha and the true satisfaction is inside in your bias. And when you strengthen those feelings of feeling satisfaction with your bias, it will be much easier not to look elsewhere at false assumptions that there is some kind of satisfaction that exists that I don't have. When I feel satisfied in my own bias, I do not look elsewhere.